2020. I hereby call this public hearing to order. In order to promote and protect the safety of both the public and RI Housing staff in light of the COVID-19 pandemic, and pursuant to the Executive Order 20-46 of the Governor of the State, issued on June 12, 2020, as extended most recently by Executive Order 20-103 of the Governor of the State, issued on December 8, 2020, regarding the conduct of public hearings in the state. This hearing is being conducted via a toll-free telephonic conference line in lieu of an in-person hearing.
My name is Kyle Rotella, the Director of Rhode Island Housing and Mortgage Company. To prevent any feedback or background noise, we ask that all callers please mute your telephone while you are not speaking. If during the hearing anyone is having technical difficulties with the audio or accessing the call, they should call 401-457-1240. Thank you.
This is Thomas McNulty again. This public hearing is being conducted pursuant to the requirements contained in the Internal Revenue Code. The purpose of this public hearing is for RI Housing to receive any comments regarding RI Housing's program to assist in financing residential housing for low and moderate income persons, and RI Housing proposed issuance of tax-exempt bonds and or notes in one or more series, issued on one or more dates, in an aggregate principal amount not to exceed $40 million, the proceeds of which will be used for one or more of the following purposes: to finance or refinance the acquisition and rehabilitation or development of one or more of the following multifamily housing developments for low or moderate income persons, as hereinafter set forth, and two, to finance reserve funds and costs of issuance related to the bonds. The names of the developments and the existing or estimated number of units or other property description, the owners, operators, and the locations of developments are as follows. Number one, Beach Winds Apartments is comprised of one, South Winds Apartments, an existing 48-unit development for elderly and disabled residents located at 29 South Pier Road, Narragansett, Rhode Island. And two, Beachwood Apartments, an existing 56-unit development for elderly and disabled persons located at 30 Kingstown Road, Narragansett, Rhode Island. The developments comprising Beachwind Apartments are to be owned and operated by a partnership sponsored by Preservation of Affordable Housing, Inc. The aggregate face amount of the bonds RI Housing expects to issue to finance the mortgage loan for this project will not exceed $17,500,000. Number two, Park Home 3 will be a 56-unit HUD mixed finance development for low and moderate income residents located at 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 22, 24, 26, 28, 30, 32, 34, 36, Kennedy Road, 56 Kennedy Road, units A through M, 36, 38, 40, 42, 44, 46, 48, 50, and 52 Truman Road. 97 Rosedale Ave, units A through M. 145 Hillside Ave, units A through F. And 155 Hillside Avenue, units A through C, all in Newport, Rhode Island. The development comprising Park Home 3 is to be owned and operated by HACN Park Home Redevelopment 3 LP, Rhode Island Limited Partnership. The aggregate face amount of the bonds RI Housing expects to issue to finance the mortgage loan for this project will not exceed $8,900,000. 3. The composition is comprised of Friendship Pine Apartments, an existing 31-unit development for individuals and families located at 329, 341, 347, 355, 363, 368 to 380, and 382 Friendship Street, 55 and 57 Maple Street, 377, 384, and 388 Pine Street, and 304 Point Street, all in Providence, Rhode Island. 2. Upper Pine Street, an existing 45-unit development for individuals and families located at 426 and 432 Friendship Street, 60 Maple Street, 34 and 36 Milk Street, 12 Myrtle Street, 16 Myrtle Street, dash 495 Pine Street, 413, 417, 447, 467, 471, and 491 Pine Street, 44 Somerset Street, and 220 Pearl Street, all in Providence, Rhode Island. And 3. New construction of approximately 8 units of housing for individuals and families at 1043-1045 Broad Street, Providence, Rhode Island. The development comprising the composition is to be owned and operated by the composition owner, LLC, a Rhode Island Limited Liability Company. The aggregate face amount of the bonds RI Housing expects to issue to finance the mortgage loan for this project will not exceed $8 million. As stated in the notice of public hearing, anyone wishing to be heard during this telephonic hearing was requested to notify RI Housing in writing at least 24 hours prior to the hearing by mail or email, which addresses were included in the notice. I received no such requests. Representing RI Housing Issuers Council is Jennifer Mendoza of Lock Lord LLP. I ask that anyone on the line please identify yourself and, if applicable, who you represent. Are there any comments in favor of or against the program or the issuance of the bonds? If there are no other attendees, there being none, I declare this public hearing closed. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.